Rebbe said one of the Rebbe's in Yeshiva recommends whenever you learn, when we were learning on Daf, about the Tosfos.
Rabbi Ben recommends like that.
I think so.
A different Rebbe.
Oh, a different Rebbe? Yeah. Oh, okay, because he literally, during Shir, he tells the boys to grab the encyclopedia to Talmud Vida off the shelf, and he reads it to them.
No, I just got the latest copy.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Professor Horowitz always gives me, when he has an extra copy of a Sefer, he always gives me. So.
Wait, which other Rebbe recommends doing encyclopedias?
Rabbi Stein. Danny Stein. He said it has to be balanced. It has to be shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mish, shlish b'talmud. So he said, today, you look in the encyclopedia, everything is balanced.
Okay.
You have everything.
Does Rebbe read the whole thing today?
I never read it.
Sorry.
I never read it.
Sorry,
I remember when we were learning Sanhedrin in the yeshiva, so the day before the Bechina, I was in Rabbi Soloveitchik's class the day before the Bechina, we were chazering. So I told my Harusa that he should read the encyclopedia on the Bezdin, and he should tell me what it says, and I'll tell him where the Makar is. So I knew almost all the Makaris. There's just one or two that I didn't know. So I said, I don't need the encyclopedia if I know all the Makaris. So that's not accurate. That was the first 10 volumes or so, because Rabbi Zevin was the editor at that time, and he wanted, his shita was, have an encyclopedia to give you the Rashi Prokim. But now, after he no longer is in charge, now they quote every Rab Chaim and every Rabbi Ibn Ozel and everything. They quote everything in much more detail. Now I wouldn't know the Marmar comes. On the first 10 volumes, maybe I would know. But now they're much... Now they're very much...
Who's going to use the encyclopedia that's going to be, you know, how many... What?
Migu. Migu
the
Habit Doif on the Sukh. Migu the Zalchan and Apshi Zalchan
the Chab. Ridiculous, like half of the Zalchan fans.
Okay, well, no, but they're probably more than half done.
I meant, right.
They probably put anything that could fit in earlier. They put it in.
Sometimes hard to find first when they got it.
Okay. Okay. Now, so we're up to the Mishnah on Chav Tes Amud Aleph, more or less. Mishnah says that women are obligated to observe all the loises, even if it's a Zman Grama. But in Mitzvah Saseh, Shazman Grama, women are potter, and the Gemara will give you the derivation later in the sugya. So what are some examples? What are some examples here? What are some issues? So one issue we discussed was the Ramban later gives you a list of Mitzvah Saseh that women are obligated to observe because they're not called Zman Groma. So he gives you an example, Sfira Soim. Women are Mechuyim in Sfira Soim because that is not a Zman Groma. So everybody asks, Ein Lecha Zman Groma, Godel Mizeh. What in the world is he talking about? Of course Sfira Soim is Zman Groma. So some suggested, Rav Soloveitchik used to say in the early years, it's a Tosef and the Rambam, don't break your head. Don't waste any time. Then in the late years, he said, maybe it's not a Tosef. We know it's not a Tosef. Because I mentioned this year, the Maram Chalav had passed away, and his son writes, I better write down all the things I just got up from Shiva, better write down all the things I heard from my father, we're going to forget it, and we only have one page. And the one page is, he explains this Ramban. Why did the Ramban say, and he was mid-base midrash shal Ramban, he lived in Spain, and that was a tradition, that the Ramban did say, it's not a misprint, the Ramban said that Sfira Soim is not the Zman Groma. So he explains it, the Maram Chalav's son explains it, he says, what's the mechayiv of Sfira Soim? Is it hakrobas minchas o'emer is mechayiv? So them is man is that Sfira Soim is the Rabbanan. But he's saying, no. Yom ha'v'yachem esayim ha'tunfa. Yom tezayin nissen is mechayiv in Sfira Soim. Many goyinim are of the opinion. The goyinim, the Rambam, they don't write that Sfira Soim is man is that the Rabbanan. They hold that opinion was rejected in the Gemara. And Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that Sfira Soim is man is that, only the Rabbanan. Says in the Shulchan Aruch that in Shul on Friday night, after you finish Magen Avos, you have a choice: should you first say Kiddush or should you first say Sfira Soimer? So if it's not yet say Sakochavim, so they'll say the Kiddush first. Okay, what if it is say Sakochavim, and you have really a toss-up: should you say Kiddush first or should you say Sfira Soimer first? It says in Shulchan Aruch that on Leil Shabbos you say Kiddush first to welcome to greet the Kiddush Sayyim of Shabbos earlier, but on Matzoi Shabbos, and it's Tesa Kohomeret, and you have a choice of either saying Havdalah first, or saying Sfira Soim first. So, Kolapuki Yoima Mi Acharina, that's the Loshon HaGemar Brochus. it's best to postpone the bidding farewell to the Shabbos till as late as possible. So you should say Havdalah second. You should say Sfiras Lamia first. Say Havdalah second. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Kiveger, on the bottom of the page of the big Shulchan Aruch, is bothered with Akasha, that if you have two mitzvahs in front of you, and as far as you're concerned, you can do either A first and B second, or B first and A second. It doesn't make a difference to you. So we have rules and regulations. Tarei v'sheni, tarei tarei kam. Here's one of the rules. You postpone Shabbos till as late as possible. And you welcome the Shabbos as early as possible. That's why you say Kiddush first. But Rabbi Gevegah quotes, there's a perek in the end of Zochim. And that pei tesom ar alef, kol atodir. Tarei v'sheni, tarei tarei kaidem. Kurish meini mekurish mekurish kaidem. And if everything else is equal, then you say, I call up pukiyam in me'achrina. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, but we pass in la'alocha like this is, the sphere of Simon, Bizman says only the Rabbanon, and Havdalah is a machloikah, so Rishani, what is the Raisa, the Rabbanon? The Rambam writes both Kiddush and Havdalah. Shanyant, everything is the Raisa. The Magen Mishnah picks on Havdalah, he thinks Havdalah is only the Rabbanon. You only have Zochas, Yom Shabbos Lekacho, Zochrei, Walayayin, that Kiddush is the Raisa. Havdalah, he says, Yeshom, that is the Rabbanon. And then Kiddush on Yom Tov, also the Magen Mishnah quotes those who disagree with the Rambam. Kiddush on Yom Tov is only the Rabbanon. The Netziv Zechidush, he wants to say that even the Rambam, who holds that Yom Tov, Kiddush on Yom Tov is the Raisa, Havdalah on Shabbos is the Raisa, but Havdalah on Yom Tov, even the Rambam will agree it's only the Rabbanon. Why? If Kiddush and Havdalah is the Raisa on Shabbos and Yom Tov is the same as Shabbos, so why should Havdalah on Yom Tov be the Rabbanon? I don't know. That's what the Netziv is pushing. He wants to answer certain kashas for that. So the So there's a machloikah, so Rishonim, whether Havdalah on Shabbos is the Raisa Rabbon. Mainav Kemina, whether women are mechuyev. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. Havdalah, Kiddush is really a mitzvah saseh shaz magram. So really, women should have been exempt from Kiddush. And Matzah is really a mitzvah saseh shaz magram. Women should have been potter. But Matzah, there's a pasuk that it's in the same pasuk. It says you shouldn't eat chametz, you should eat matzah. Kol sheyeshtem mevalta echol chametz. And the women are not permitted to eat chametz because that's a loisesei shazman grama. So therefore, since they're hukash, so the women are obligated to have matzah. And Kiddush is also an exception to the rule because zacha b'shamba b'dibarecha nemru, that's mamish b'basachas, that's better than a hekesh, first half of the pasuk and the second half of the pasuk. Well, not said b'nishim achas, but zacha b'shamba b'dibarecha nemru, so that's even a stronger hekesh. So that's what the Gemara says, Kol sheyeshtem b'shamah yeshtem b'zocha. And shamah is a loisese, the Gemara says. Whatever it says, shamah pen v'yal, that's considered a loisese, just like loy. Loisachsam shabedishoy, you get malchus, as in chumish dvar mijarshim smuchim. So loisachsam shabedishoy is written right next to malchus, v'hoyam bin akoysa rosho. So the Gemara says, any pasuk that's written, shamah pen v'yal, also gets malchus, it's a loisese like loy, like loisachsam. So here it says, Shomer Shama Shabbos L'Kav. So Gemara says, that's a loisese. What do you mean? A Shomer Shabbos means a person that doesn't do melacha on Shabbos. Because Shomer Shama Shabbos L'Kav means don't do melacha. Zocher doesn't mean melacha. Zocher means lahaskir, to mention, to speak about Shabbos, to recite Kiddush. So since they were b'di b'recha nemru, so kol sheyeshtem b'shama yeshtem b'zocher, so the women are obligated not to do melacha on Shabbos, because that's a loisese shazma grama. So therefore they're mechuyev in Kiddush as well. There are other exceptions to the rule also. Hakel is the Mefarish Pasuk. Hakel is Hanashim and Nashim Ataf. So the Pasuk said that women are Mechuyev and Hakel. Simchas Yontev is a Machloikas, the Rambam and the Ravid, which opinion to Paskan like. Because the Pasuk says, Samachta Ato, Bincha Vitecho, Vahamona, Shebisharecho. So it says you invite your daughters, you invite the Almana. So, here for the Tanoim and Amoraim Rav the opinion, there you have a pasuk that says that women are mechuyev simchas yontev. And the others disagree. No, isha baila mesamcha. The husband has a chiyuv simcha. The husband chiyuv simcha requires of the men, all the men, to be mesameach acherim, to give, to share their meals with the almanas and with their daughters and with their wives. But it's not that the women have a chiyuv simcha, because it's really as magrama. That's machloik is the Rambam and the Rabbi in Hilchas Chagiga. What's it doing in Hilchas Chagiga? Because the Rambam quotes the Tosefta in the beginning of Maseches Chagiga, Gimel Mitzvahs Nitztabi Yisrael Bali Yosem L'Regel. When the oil L'Regel, three times a year, Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, they became obligated to bring three korbanos, oil Asriya, and Shalmei Chagiga, and then Shalmei Simcha. So there's a machloek. So the Rambam quotes in Hilchas Chagiga the Gimel Mitzvahs Nitztabi Yisrael. So regarding Shalmei Simcha, that's a machloek. Is the Rambam and the Rabbi in Hilchas Chagiga, where the women are mechuyev to bring the karbonis or not. I remember a rabbi invited me to come. He lived in the outskirts of New York City. So he said, he's making a siyum on a mesichta in the middle of the year, not for a Pesach. Could I come and speak? So I said, fine. So I came, making a siyum on Chagiga. So I was surprised. He learned Chagiga with the Balbatim. The third paragraph of Chagiga is heavy-duty taris. So he came out, he learned the first blot, and in the second paragraph there's a lot of agarata. So he learned agarata, and he learned the last blot. He made a siyum, made a party. That was the party. So he misunderstood. He looked in the Rambam, Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. So he said, Shaila, this was 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So he says, they were discussing then about women rabbis. So he says, about women kohanim, a woman is makor karbonis. So the Rambam is a woman, I'm chayiv to bring karbonis simcha. He thought the woman is makor karbonis. I said, not the woman is makor. Woman is makor to pay for a karbon, and the kohen is makor, not the woman is makor. He read the Rambam, that the women is makor karbonis. Maybe should have relevance of women rabbis. If women can be makor karbonis, women can't be makor karbonis. The Gemara says, "Bnei Aharon v'lo benos Aharon." The women can't be makor karbonis.
No,
a
zor
can do shechita. A woman can do shechita too. Yeah, there's a mishnah in Zvachim that shechita ksher bizar even women. The first Taisus in Chulin has two opinions whether women can shecht or not. So Taisus said, "How can it be? Women can shecht." They quote Rab Daniel, what was his name? Elder Adoni wrote a book that starts off Omer Yeshua mipi Moshe mipi Hagvura. They claim to be descendants from Shevet Dan. A guy showed up in the Middle Ages and he claimed that his name is Elder Adoni from Shevet Dan, and he has this book on Hilcha Shechita. So the whole thing is ridiculous. All of Rishonim, whatever they quote, nothing makes any sense. If you shecht Moshe ben Yeshua ben Nun, it starts off Omer Yeshua. In Taisus, there's a misprint on the first Davin Chulam and says B'sefer Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. There's no Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Hilchas Omer Yehoshua. But somebody made a Rosh Tevis Aleph Yud. Those are the first two words in the book. Omer Yehoshua mipi Moshe mipi Hagvura. So he quotes Moshe Rabbeinu said the name of Rosh Hashanah. If Shechta Behema, you didn't say a bracha, it's Nevele, you're not allowed to eat it. There is no such thing. Well, everything there is ridiculous. Elder Adoni, the first Taisa, the first daf. So he says, Isha is not Kshera Lishcha. So Taisa, how can it be? If she's kosher to Shech Kotchim. So of course she's kosher to Shech Chum. So some Achrayim stood on the head and explained why not. Why Elder Adoni is right. Women are only kosher to Shech Karbonis, but Chulan they can't Shech. That's utterly ridiculous. If she's not kosher for Shechita Chum, she's not kosher for Shechita Kotchim either. You need more qualification. If anything, you need more qualification, more requirement, not less. So we have exceptions to the rule. Mitzvah says the Shazman Grama that women are mukhayyib. So are women mukhayyib in Abdullah? Women are mukhayyib in Kiddush, that's a Gemara. And just like a man can be mukhayyib a woman can stay Kiddush and be mukhayyib a man. Well, what about Abdullah? Women are mukhayyib in Abdullah. So the Magen Mishnah says it depends on this machlokes. If Abdullah is the Raisa, then it's a further machlokes. Where is it learned out from? So the Rambam writes, Kiddush and Abdullah both their rice is learned out from Zochos Yom Shabbos Akacho, Zachreb Diknisasa Ubi Tziyosai, both. So according to the Rambam, Abdullah is their rice and Shabbos and Yantam. And it's learned out from the same Pasuk Zochah, and Zochah Vishamah B'di Berecha Nemru. So that's an exception to the rule, that even though Kiddush and Abdullah both Zman Grama, women will be Mechuyiv. So the Magen Mishnah says, but according to those who hold that Abdullah is the Rabbanon, so you don't have any Zochah Vishamah B'di Berecha Nemru. Unless they say, called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, the Raisa Tikkun. Okay. Or there are other opinions, Abdullah is the Raisa, but based on a different pasuk. The Hiv Dalten, Beina Beima Torah Vat Meyav, the Hiv Dalten Beina Kodesh Beina Chol, is based on a different pasuk. So if the marker for Abdullah the Raisa is the Hiv Dalten and not Zohar, so then it says, Magrama, women will be Potter. So the Magen Mishnah says, there's an issue whether Abdullah is the Raisa, the Rabbanan, if it is the Raisa, which pasuk is learned out from? And that Avkamina will be where the women are Mechuyev and Abdullah. So Rabbi Kivegi writes, so that's why the minig is that women avoid saying their own Abdullah. They always see to it that a man says Abdullah for himself and the women listen in. What if the girls in the Stern College, there are no men? The girl, poor girl, doesn't have a date. And there are no men? There are no men around to say Abdullah. So bottom line, what are we paskin? So Rabbi Kivegi says, we paskin bottom line, women are Mechuyev and Abdullah. Abdullah is their Isa. Women are Mechuyev and Abdullah. Mikir Adin. So Rabbi Kivegi says, there's a machlekes where the Sfira Sayyim Ebizmana says the Raisa the Rabbanim. Machlekes in the Gemara. In the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like Tosfos and Menachos Samach Vav, that Sfira Sayyim Ebizmana says the Rabbanim. The mechayvah sfiras ha'omer is the actual hakrabas minchas ha'omer. And the Rambam and the Goyim write sfiras ha'omer like it's their eisa today, like it always was their eisa. So they apparently think that the mechayvah of sfiras ha'omer is yom tazayin. Miyom ha'biyachah mesayim. Not the hakrabas ha'omer is mechayv. The yom tazayin is mechayv. So that's what the Maram Chalav, his son, writes. He heard from his father, the Bir and the Ramban. That Sfiras HaOmer is not as Zman Grama. How can it not be as Zman Grama? If Yom Tezayin is Mechayev, if Sfiras HaOmer ben Zman is as their Isa because the Yom Tezayin is Mechayev, if the Yom is Mechayev, that's called the Zman Grama. The Zman is Mechayev. The Zman is Gorei Mechayev. But if you hold that Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer is Mechayev, so the Yom Tezayin is Mechayev and Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer, but that event, the occurrence of Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer is Mechayev and Sfiras HaOmer, that's not called Zman Grama. It's indirectly Zman Grama, because Man Tezayin Nisan is Mechayev and Minchas HaOmer, and Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer in turn is Mechayev and Sfira. But that's not called Zman Grama. So that's what the Maram Chalva, that's how the Achrayim said Pshat in this Ramban. That's how the Avni Nezer of Pshat, others write like that. That's the Shaila. The Shaila whether Sfiras HaOmer is as Zman Grama depends on the other Shaila, whether Sfiras HaOmer is Zman is as their Isa, their Rabbanim. What's Mechayim in Sfiras HaOmer? The Zman is Mechayim, Yom Tezayin, and when the Chumash says, Miyom HaBeach HaMasayim HaKnufa, it's just identifying which day. It means Tezayin Nisan. Oh no, HaKrobas Minchas HaOmer is Mechayim in Sfiras HaOmer. That's where Rab Chaim Soloveitchik is quoted as having said he didn't like this Pshat. They quote him as saying, and what if this bunch of Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, and there was an obligation to bring Minchas HaOmer for some reason or another? Something came up and they missed the opportunity. They didn't bring the Minchas HaOmer that year. So you're going to tell me that the Sfiras HaOmer that year is the Rabbanon? He thought that didn't make any sense. Everybody assumes, yeah, that depends whether Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer is Mechayev in Sfira or the Yom Tezayin. So Rab Chaim said that to him it does make sense. This Zman HaMikdash, even if due to some accident or something, they couldn't be Makom Minchas HaOmer, thought the Sfiras HaOmer will be there. I said, why? The Chiyuv to bring Minchas HaOmer is Mechayev in Sfiras HaOmer. And the Machlokes of Rishonim, whether the Zman is there, the Reis of the Rabbanon, is Lishitosim, that the Ramam holds Kitcha Losi Lovoi, so theoretically, you don't have a Mizbeach, but theoretically, there is a Chiyuv to bring Minchas HaOmer. We can't do it. The Arabs are there. They won't let us be makrid minchas ha'omer, but there is a chiyuv. Aynas Ochman Apatre can't do anything about it. And the other Rishonim will hold, Tesus, who holds that the Sfiras HaOmer is Zman Zez the Rabbanon, like that opinion in the Gemara, they hold that lo kitcha lo si lovay, so there's no kedusha smokam ha'migdash, so there's no chiyuv to bring minchas ha'omer. But Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYekayim, and there was a chiyuv to bring minchas ha'omer, even if Lamaisa B'Poyal Mamish, they didn't bring it. So Rab Chaim thought for sure there would be a chiyuv Sfiras HaOmer derais. The mechayev in Sfira is the chiyuv to bring the Omer, not the actual B'Poyal Mamish, the actual Hakrobas Minchas HaOmer. That's Rab Chaim said like that. You can disagree. Yeah.
According to
Maram
Chalav's approach, would Shavuos also be derais?
The Yontav of Shavuos. That's a good question. Rav Soloveitchik gave this whole fantastic shiur for the Balabatim once, and like Boim, I remember, he spoke on Yom Ha'atzmaut. No, I went specially to hear on Yom Ha'atzmaut, so he spoke about Sfiras HaOmer. He didn't speak on Yom Ha'atzmaut. So he gave this whole shiur that the Bez Nagodol has the Ikar Sfiras HaOmer is on the Bez Nagodol, and when they count their Kaveh Shavuot, so he asked the question again, so Bizman said it's not Bez Nagodol counting, so Shavuot is only the Rabbanan, how can it be? So he asked the question, so he said there's a psikta, the Yalkut Shemani quotes a psikta, a medrash, that says even Bizman that the Bez Nagodol doesn't count, Shavuot happens by itself. Like you have Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Hariya and Kiddush HaChodesh al pi HaChesbon. So the simple reading of the Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik reinterpreted that Rambam also. But the simple reading of the Rambam is that Bizman that used to be Mekadosh al Piyariya, the Bezin declared, today is Rosh Chodesh, Mekudosh HaChodesh, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. And Bizman she'ein Bez Nagodol, Kayom, then Rosh HaChodeshim happened by themselves. So here there's such a psikta that's quoted by the Yalkut Shemoni on Parsha Samor, and this week's Sedra, that even Bizman she'ein Bezin, the Bezin has to count Sfiras HaOmer, the Ravid writes on the Bira and the Torah Skarim. Why? Because it's Bezin's responsibility to do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana and Kfiyas HaLuach. So Sfiras HaOmer is also Kfiyas HaLuach. Because the Gemara says, Shavuos, Pamim Hei, Pamim Vav, Pamim Zayin. Shavuos is sometimes the 5th, the 6th, or the 7th of Sivan, depending whether Nisan year. If they're both Malay, then Shavuos will be Hey. If they're both Chaser, Shavuos will be Zion. If Nisan is Malay and year is Chaser, that's the way it is on our fixed calendar. Nisan has 30 days and year has 29 days, then Shavuos is going to be Vav. Vav Sivan. But it's not a calendaric day. It depends on the Sfiras Omer. Yom HaChamishim, the 50th day after counting all the Sfiras Omer. So that's the job, that's the responsibility of the Bez Nagadol. V'safarta l'cho, the Gemara says. U'sfartem l'chem, sh'tei Sfir l'cho l'echad v'yechon. Sfartem l'chem means that it's a chavis ha'yochid. V'safarta l'cho, that's in today's said that it says sfartem l'chem. But in Re'eh it says v'safarta l'cho, in the singular, so the Gemara says in Menachos, Sfir hatluya bebezn. So the old girsa, both in the Sifron today said, and in the Sifrei Re'eh, the old girsa was that there's a separate chi of Sfiras Omer on the bezn, and a separate chi of Sfiras Omer on the Yechidim. The bezn has to count the weeks, and the Yechidim have to count the days. The counting of the weeks is kaver the Yontav Shavuos. As a yontav, that's why we call it Shavuos. The Christians call it the Pentecost, the holiday of the 50th day. And Rav Soloveitchik said that it's not correct, that the counting of the weeks is kaver Shavuos as a yontav of a week. The Gemara says in Chagiga that Shavuos is a mitzvah. Shavuos is a mitzvah the memni yomi, or mitzvah the memni shavui. There's a mitzvah to count the days, and a mitzvah to count the weeks. Because today it says Tisbaru Hamishim Yom. And there it says Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch in Parshas Re'eh. So the Gemara says the purpose of Sfiras Omer is to be Kaver Shavuos. So you count the days, you Kaver Shavuos as a day. As a day, one day Yonta for Karbonos HaMasof and for Yisim Alocha. Then you count the weeks to be Kaver Shavuos as a week, since when is Shavuos a week for Tashlumin? Whoever didn't bring Oil Sri and Shalmei Chagiga and so on, on Shavuos can bring it the next 6 days. That's a din derais. So that's what the Gemara seems to say, that counting of both the days and the weeks is for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuos. So Rav Soloveitchik somehow ignored that Gemara. He didn't mention that Gemara. That's of the famous Gemara Chagiga. He thought the counting of the weeks is Kaveh Shavuos as a week, as a yantav of a week. And Kaveh Haluach is the job of the Bez Nagadol. So that's Bez Nagadol has that responsibility. Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch Loch Svirat Lui Bebezin, so they count weeks. And as far tem lochem chamishim yom, the yechidim have to count. The yechidim count the sha'ova. We're counting how many days passed since Pesach, and the Bez Nagadol is counting le'abo to be kaver Shavuos. And that's what the Ravid writes in the Pirush on the Torah Kanam on today's Sedra, that we would have thought that the mitzvah is only totally in Bezin, because kviyas haluach is the job of the Bezin. The mekadosh chadoshim abushanim, so they should count svira, because svira is for the purpose of being kaver Shavuos. But it'll be Pamim Hey, Pamim Bab, Pamim Zayim. So Kamash Mona, Svartem Lachem, that not only is there a mitzvah in the Bez Nagadol, there's even a mitzvah called Yochid V'Yochid. That's the Raven and the Torah's Kohanim.
One person counting the Bez Nagadol?
Probably one person represents the Bez Nagadol.
And the others count it like Yechidim?
Like Yechidim, yeah. The Cheskuni on Parshas Bahar assumes, like the Rambam says in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, it says v'safarta cho sheva shaps ashonim sheva shomim sheva bamim, and after 49 years you have the next year is going to be Yovel. So Tosfos writes they're not sure. Tosfos Menachos writes they're not sure. V'safarta lecho sheva shaps ashonim means that Bez Nagadol should count like we count Sfiras Omer. Or it means like by Azava, B'Sofra Lo Shivas Yomim, Azava and Azava. It means they should keep track, but there's no mitzvah to count. So the Cheskuni assumes like the Rambam, that on Rosh Hashanah every year, somebody represents the Bez Nagadol, one of the members of Bez Nagadol counts, and he says, today's year number one. Then he says, today's the seventh year, and this year is a Shemitah year. Then next year on Rosh Hashanah, he says, today's the eighth year, that's one Shemitah and one extra year, until the 49th, and then he said, this year is Yovel. So the Rambam and the Cheskuni assume like that. There's a mitzvah in the Bez Nagadol Sfir B'peh. They should count. So the Cheskuni raises a question. Do they recite a bracha? We say a bracha. When the Bez Nagadol counts, do they recite a bracha? So the Cheskuni, right, the Rambam doesn't. I don't think the Rambam raises the issue. The Cheskuni on Parshas Bahar right? He doesn't think they say a bracha because the Gemara has a klal. You only say a bracha on a mitzvah that it's asiyosa gemar mitzvosa. The Gemara says when you tie the chutim on the beged, you don't say a bracha. That's not gemar mitzvosa. The gemar mitzvosa is when you wear the beged. When you tie the chutim on, you don't. One opinion was you do say a bracha. And we don't accept that in the Gemara Menachos. So the Cheskuni writes, the Bez Nagarl doesn't say a bracha every year when they can't, because it's not asiyosa gemar mitzvosa. So then he asks, so what about when the Bez Nagarl counts the weeks for the Sfiras HaOmer? They shouldn't say a bracha, because they're not finished till the Kaveh Shavuos. So he says, you're right, they really shouldn't say a bracha. But since in addition to the mitzvah and the Bez Nagarl, there's also a mitzvah called Yochid V'Yochid, that every Yochid should count. So every Yochid counts L'Sha'avar. Every night he counts. Today's the 29th day. Today's the 29th day in Sfira. So he's counting how many days passed since Pesach, since this first Echal my Pesach. So that's Gemar Mitzvah. I finished the mitzvah today. So even though for the mitzvah, the Bez Nagorol, that they're counting L'Habo for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuos, that's not yet Gemar Mitzvah. They don't finish till they get to the 49th night. But they say, Bracha B'Taris Yechidim. So the Cheskuni obviously had the old girsa both in the Sifro and in the Sifrei. The old girsa was v'safarta l'cho bebezn. Ein yela bebezn. How do you know kol yachad b'yachad also has a mitzvah? Tam alayma svartem lachem shetei sviro l'cho lecha v'yachad. So the old girsa was that there's a mitzvah that bez nagodol to count. Then in addition to that, there's also a mitzvah kol yachad b'yachad to count. So in the Hagos Hagro, both on the Sifro and Parshas Amor, and on the Sifre and Parshas Rei, the Hagos Hagro corrects the Girsa, he changes it. That it says, V'safar delecho yochol bebez, then maybe one will mistakenly have a havamina to think that it's only a mitzvah on the bez, nagodol talmaloy, mesvar tam lachem, shetei sfir lecho lecho v'yecho, there's no such thing as a mitzvah on the bez. That's a mistaken havamina because it says lecho. Whenever it says lecho, it should mean bez nagodol. Now that it says lachem, it's not so. But the Cheskuni had the old girsa before the Vilna Gaon changed it, that the taka is a separate chiyuv on the Bez Nagodol and a separate chiyuv on Kol Yochid V'Yochid. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. That the Bez Nagodol is counting weeks, and they're counting l'habo. And Kol Yochid V'Yochid is counting l'shaavah, how many days passed since Pesach. So that's what the Cheskuni says. The Yochid V'Yochid says a bracha every night. It's Gemar Mitzvosa. Tonight's mitzvah. He finished. The Bez Nagodol can't say a bracha till they finish counting the 49th night. But the first 48 nights, they didn't finish the mitzvah. So it doesn't make sense that you say a bracha. But they do say a bracha, because when they count sfira, they're fulfilling the chayvus hayochid also. That's the chiddush in the Cheskuni. What other mitzvahs are issues? Whether it's magrom or not. So bris milah, the Gemara has a pasuk that women are exempt. The women are, the mother is not mechuyev to perform the bris milah. Also, b'yom tzav, also v'lo also. Kasha tziva, also alekim, also v'lo also. That's the second wide line of Tesamara. So Tesamara asks, why do you need a pasuk, also v'lo also? Isn't it a mitzvah sesh shaz mangram? So we said, Rav Soloveitchik understood when he read through the story of Evan, who answers Tesamara Kasha, he understood him to say, even if you would have held that even a milah shaloi bizmano also has to be done by yom, not like Tosfos says. The Gemara goes according to the opinion in Tanoim that Milah Shel Bizmano may be done by Laila. So that's not, that's why it's not as Mangrom. If it would be Milah, always even Milah Shel Bizmano needs by Yom, then Bris Milah would be as Mangrom. So Rav Soloveitchik thought he was inspired to say this when he was reading the Tur Yevin. Could be that this is what the Tur Yevin means. Could be that's not what he means. But he thought that that's what the Tur Yevin said. So he thought that that's not called Mangrom. Mangrom means if there's no Chiyuv. If the chiv is talib isman, here he says the chiv is not talib isman. Even by Laila, you can't do the kid. The kiyum mitzvah is talib isman, but the chiv is not talib isman. The chiv is liyolam void. Once it comes the yom hashmini, the chiv is bein by yom and bein by Laila. And Tosfos holds not so. Tosfos holds if you would have held like that opinion, that's how we pass it, that even a milah shaloi bizmana has to be done dafke by yom, so then milah would be considered as magrom. That's what Tosfos said. What about pigyon aben? The Gemara has a pasuk to say that the whole long explanation that the mother is not mechuyev to perform a pidyon haben for her son. Let's say the father's a goy. The father's a goy. Or the father died. So is the mother mechuyev to do piyata? Gemara is Agan said Rasha, mother is not mechuyev. Why don't you just say it's a mitzvah says it's hazman grama? So the answer is it's not hazman grama. You can't do it before the Yom Lamed Aleph, but once it comes to Yom Lamed Aleph, you can do whatever you want, by Yom or Balayla. Is that true? We have a meaning, we don't perform Pidyonat Ben Balayla. So that's the question, how serious is that practice? Is it only a meaning? Is it a real din? Is it a din deraisa? Is it a din derabbanan? So some wanted to make it as if it's mamish a din deraisa. The Shach says that the Shach and Hilchas Pidyonat Ben is one simon in Pidyonat Ben, Shinhei, very long simon. Really should have been broken down to many smaller simanim, but that's the way, and their infinite wisdom, that's how they made the Yerideya. It's one long simon, much longer than any normal simon. So the Shach over there writes, the reason why we don't do Pidyon Ben Bala, because the minig is that we always have a party by the Pidyon Ben. Why do you make a party? On Yontav, there's a Chiyav Simcha, so you have to have a Suda to express Simcha's Yontav. On Pidyon Ben, on Bris Mila, there's a Chiyav Simcha. So the Gemara says that pasuk, it's in Tilim, that pasuk refers to mitzvah milah. The David HaMelech was so excited over the mitzvah milah. So when you perform milah, there's a chiyuv simcha. So you to fulfill the simcha, so you have a suda. Pidyon HaBen is not chiyuv simcha. So why do you have a suda? So the Mefarshim say because it looks like such a secular thing. You just give a dollar, you give money to the kohen. It doesn't look like a mitzvah. Looks like you're paying for your groceries or something. You're going shopping, you pay some money to the kohen. So we say a bracha. That's all. You say a bracha, then you give the money. So we make it fancier. So the Mordechai says that the minig is that the kohen sits and the father stands. Because when you give matnas kohen, it should be derech malchus. What does it say? The Gemara says when you eat the zera l'chayayim v'akeva, you should eat it in a bekovedikah fashion. It should be tzli b'chardel. You should broil it. You should make chopped meat. You should make meatballs out of it. You should broil it and dip it into mustard. It should be eaten in a very fancy way. So all the matnas kohen should be in a fancy way. Like the kings would do. So the king sits on a throne and all the subjects come to him. So the kohen should sit on a chair and the father should stand and give him the pidyon HaBen. What else do you do to enhance it? So we say, we have a suda, but it's not that there's a chiyuv simcha in connection with Pidyon HaBen. We just want to enhance the mitzvah. It should look more like a mitzvah. It's just you giving over money. It looks like a very secular thing. So we have a suda. So the Shach quotes a Gemara in the last Perek in Yuma. The last Perek in Yuma, Gemara talks about the fasting on Yom Kippur. The first Prokem and Yom all talk about Avodas HaKabonis. And the last parak is about the Chamisha Inuim. So the Gemara says in the last parak that blind people who can't see the food don't enjoy the food as much as people who can't see. When you see the food and the color of the food, so you your mouth starts to develop saliva and you should look at the food first before you eat. So blind people who can't see can't afford to enjoy the food. So the Shach said, that's why the meaning is that you don't do Pidyon HaBen Balayla, because it's dark at night. So it's dark, so you won't enjoy the food. Since our meaning is that we throw a party, so you want to enjoy the food, so you have the Pidyon HaBen Bayom. So the Achronim say, if that's the reason why, so if you turn on the lights, if you have a catering girl, you turn on the lights, the Laila Kayom Yo'ir, the Balayla is going to be just as bright as it is in the daytime. So then you can do Pidyon HaBen Balayla. If that's the reason why the meaning develops, that you don't do Pidyon HaBen Balayla. Others give other reasons. Others say, we mentioned, I think, that there's what we call Maseches Moches. It has Hilchas Avelus. It's a Loshen Saginor. Maseches Moches is one of the Masechtes Ktanes, like Maseches Sofer, Maseches Tzitzis, Maseches Tefillin. That was composed by the Geoinim. It's not from the Tanoim. It's composed in the days of written by the Geoinim Yeretz Yisrael. So it has all the Dinim of Avelus. So as an introduction to Maseches Moches, before the first halacha, the introduction says that Makas Bechoreis began Vayibachzi Alayla. They got sick and they were tossing, the Bechoreim, the firstborn were tossing and turning in the throes of death until the morning came, and they really died in the daytime. So since Makas Bechoreis occurred in the daytime, and Pidyon HaBen is Zeich and the Makas Bechoreis, so we should do Makas Bechoreis in the daytime. Sure. So that's not a real din. It's not a din deraisa, not a din derabbanan. Okay, you want to make a zech on the makas b'chareis. Others try to make it as if it's a din deraisa, that you can't do Pidyon HaBen Balayla, You have to do bayom. Why? Because the Gemara says it has a din like a din Torah. So the Aloshan Gemara in the end of Chulin. So just like a din Torah has to be bayom, so Pidyon HaBen has to be bayom. I think the Marsham has like that. They have another, I think there's six different reasons why you do Pidyon HaBen only bayom. The Netziv has a tshuva in the Mesh of Dover. He interprets the Gemara. He thinks that Bizman HaGemara, the practice was that they always did Pidyon HaBen Leil Lamed Aleph. He doesn't think that they waited till Yom Lamed Aleph. Bizman HaZeh, the meaning is that we wait till Yom Lamed Aleph. But he thinks Bizman HaGemara, they probably did it Leil Lamed Aleph. That's a Shaila. Let's say if the Yom Lamed Aleph is on Shabbos, so we follow the Truma Sadesh and that we don't do Pinyin HaBen on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's a question whether that's correct or not, that you're not supposed to do Pinyin HaBen on Shabbos. But that's, it says both in Hilchos Shabbos and in Yerideh Sim and Shinei, it says we don't do Pinyin HaBen on Shabbos. So the question is, if you don't do on Shabbos, when do you do it? So you do it Matzoi Shabbos, or do you do it Sunday in the daytime? So that's two versions. You look in the Kitzer, he says one way, I forgot which way. And the Chayodim, the Chof Masorim, says the other way. One says Leil Matzoi Shabbos, and one says Sunday in the daytime. I remember there was once a couple, one set of parents were from Muncie, the other set of parents were from Riverdale. So the couple was going to, they had a baby boy, and they were going to make a Pidyon HaBen. The Yom Laman Al was on Shabbos. So they had to decide when they're going to make it. So they decided they're going to have the Pidyon HaBen on Matzoi Shabbos. Soon after Shabbos. Shabbos was the Chiyuv of the Yom Laman Al. So Rabbi Tendler made a whole tumult because the one set of parents were from his community. Never heard of anybody ever doing Pidyon HaBen Balayim. It's absolutely wrong. You got to do Pidyon HaBen Bayom. It was so marked. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about doing Pidyon HaBen Balayla. I mentioned it. That by mistake, the parents invited everybody to come, the Kohen, everybody came to the Pidyon HaBen, and it was the wrong day. It was the 30th day. They didn't realize it was supposed to be the 31st day. 31st day is always 2 days later in the week. Let's say the baby is born on Sunday, so Monday, Tuesday is going to be, because 4 weeks later, if the baby's born on Sunday, so 4 weeks later on Shabbos, Sunday to Shabbos is 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, 28 days. So in 4 weeks from now, the fifth Sunday is going to be Yom 29, and then 30, 31. So if the baby's born on Sunday, so Monday, Tuesday, the Pidyon HaBen will be on Tuesday. So the couple made a mistake. They invited everybody to come on Monday to the Pidyon HaBen. The Kohen came. And he realized it's the wrong day, so he didn't know what to do. So he called up Rav Moshe. At that time, everybody called Rav Moshe with all the shaylas. Rav Moshe said they should wait till the minig usually is that they have the party towards the end of the day and they make the Pidyon HaBen in the middle of the Suda. So he says, let them stall off a little bit, wait till Tzeis HaKochavim, and then they'll have the Pidyon HaBen Balayla. Lachatchila, we have a minig for various reasons that we don't do Pidyon HaBen Balayla. But under these circumstances, we'll do a Pidyon HaBen Balayla. So that, so Moshe and the Sefer talks about rare circumstances. We had a secretary who lives in the neighborhood. She had a grandson. She only has daughters. She has no son. So she had a grandson who needed Pidyon HaBen. And it was in the winter time when the days are short. And the Yom Lamed Aleph was Friday. So how are you going to get people to come on a short Friday to come to a Pidyon HaBen? No one's going to show up. So she asked Rabbi Schwab, because they used to daven and pray. So Rabbi Schwab said, under these circumstances, you have to Pidyon HaBen on Thursday night. But Balayla, it's only a minik. So sometimes we don't observe that minik. Yeah. So we assume that Pidyon HaBen is not as magrama. It's not as magrama. It's Bayom or Balayla. That's why I need a pasuk to say that the mother is pata from Pidyon HaBen. So what do you taka do in such a case? Let's say the father's a goy. We had a case in Paramus. The father wasn't Jewish. And the mother was a Bas Kohen. Yeah, what's the din there? Usually if the mother of the baby is a Bas Kohen or a Bas Levi, then the child does need Pidyon HaBen. Even though the father is not a Kohen or a Levi, the baby is the Mishpachosim Levei Savosim, Mishpachasav Kohen Mishpacha, Mishpachasim Eina Kohen Mishpacha. So the child is not going to be a Kohen or a Levi because of the mother, but still, the Gemara says, V'peter Rechem Tal Archmona. So if the mother is a Kohen or a Levi, so then the baby doesn't need Pidyon HaBen. That's only if the Kenneth Olivia married a Jewish person. But if she nivela lenochri, so the pasuk says in today's Sedra, if a Bas Kohen is nivela lenochri, she loses her kedushas kunim. So 9 months later, when the baby is born, the mother is no longer a Kohenis. If the mother would be a Levi, the Nivolo Lenachri doesn't cancel Kedusha's Levi. So the mother, when the baby's born, is still considered a Levi, so the baby would be Potter from Pidyon HaBen. But in this case, the mother was a Bas Kohen. So mother's a Bas Kohen, she's Nivolo, her husband was a Nachri. So about 9 months later, when the baby was born, time the baby was born, the mother was no longer a Kohenist. So there was a need to do Pidyon HaBen. So who's going to do the Pidyon HaBen? The father, the Nachri, Al-Pidin, is not, doesn't count over here, even if he wants to do the Pidyon HaBen. He's not the father. Biologically, he's the father. But Al-Pidin, there's no yachas between a Yisrael and a Nachri. So who's going to do the Pidyon HaBen? So that's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah quotes the Rivosh, who was Madaik from the Braisa on Chav Tesam and Aleph. You have two Braises. So the question is it one long Braisa or the unrelated Braises? So the first Braisa says, on the eighth day, the father is mechuyev to take care of the bris milah. Father doesn't take care, the mother is not mechuyev, the bezin is mechuyev to take care. Bezin doesn't take care of her, kol Yisrael is mechuyev to take care. And if nobody took care till the child became bar mitzvah, then the child is obligated to see to it that he gets a bris milah. It's his responsibility. Then the next braisa says, pidyon haben should be done on the yom lamed aleph. The father should do the pidyon haben. If the father didn't do it, then when the child becomes bar mitzvah, he has an obligation to do it himself. Why did the second braisa leave out? It should have said, like in the first braisa, if the father didn't do it, the bezin should do, kol Yisrael should do. If nobody did it, and the child becomes bar mitzvah, he has to do himself. So that's a question. There are two different braisas. The author of the second braisa, not mechuyev to write the same style as the first braisa. So the Rivosh assumes not, so he assumes that it's one long braisa. And by contrast, he says, you see, the pidyon haben can only be done by the father or the person himself. The bezin or kol Yisrael can't do pidyon haben. Someone else can do bris milah, you'll do a bris, the baby will not be an oral. The bris milah will be taken care of. But no one else can do pidyon haben. Why not? Why is pidyon haben different? A pella? What kind of a din is that? So the Chasam Sofer on the side of the page in the big Yeridei in Sim Shenei suggests because ani Hashem, ani hu v'lo yachem, ani v'lo yashaliyah. Pidyon haben is a zech and a makas b'choris. Makas b'choris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it himself. Ani v'lo yashaliyah. So Zech and the Makas Bukharis, we should do Pidyon HaBen Ani Belo HaShaliach. Sounds like a pshetl. But that's what the Rivosh. The Rivosh says, based on the Loshan HaGemar, no one else can do. So the Shach lived in Vilna till the pogroms, till Chmelnytsky almost killed everybody. The Shach and the Chalkas Mechoykik and the Chacham Tzvi, many Goinim Adirim lived there. They all had to run for their lives. So the Seif Yomav, he lived in a different village, he buried somewhere else. So the Shach writes, it doesn't make any sense to him. He says, you never heard of Pareh Chovah Shal Chavera? Why can't someone else give the opinion? But he doesn't think it's right. Then he quotes the Sefer Tzedel HaDerech. Tzedel HaDerech is a super commentary on Pirush Rashi Al HaTorah. Just like you have the Mizrahi and the Gur Aryeh, and the Sifsa Chachamim is a legal of all the different Mefarshim on Rashi. So the Tzedel HaDerech is another Sefer that's a commentary on Rashi. Once in a while, the Tzedel HaDerech was, I forgot, it was a Talmud of with the Be'er Sheva, if I'm not mistaken, one of the earlier Achrayim. And every so often, he gives a statement, Halacha L'maisa, that's relevant. So here, the Shach quotes the Tzedel HaDerech on this topic, on Pirush Rashi Al HaTorah. He thinks that this Rivosh is wrong, it doesn't make any sense. He has the same time as the Shach. He never heard Pareach HaVishal Chavera. And usually the Be'er Agra and Shulchan Aruch gives you Mar Mekaymus. He doesn't give his opinion, he just gives Mar Mekaymus. Whenever he disagrees, so he says, Ayin. There's one place, the Vilna Gaon said there's only one place where there's a stir between the Zohar and the Nigla. If someone is davening Shemon Esrei, so the Zohar says, you're not even allowed to walk Dalai Lama's behind him, within Dalai Lama's. And the Gemara says, not so. So the Shulchan Aruch says, when someone's davening Shemon Esrei, not allowed to daven within Dalai Lama's, in front of him or on the sides, but behind is Mutter. So the Be'er Agra writes, Ayin Zohar. Ayin Zohar means the Zohar disagrees. Or it says in the Ramah, when you say, by Chulu, on Leil Shabbos and Shul, so you shouldn't say it by yourself, because it's a form of Hagodah Seder, so you have to have two Eidim. So you shouldn't say it by yourself, you have someone else say with you. So the Magen Avraham says it doesn't make any sense. The din that you have to have two Eidim testifying simultaneously, or two Turkid Adibah with each other, that's only a din and din in the Foshas. And din in Mammon, the Gemara has a din, Zeba, Hayom, and Meir, Vachaber, Balam, Achar, Meir. Eidechah can come now. Now the Eidechah can come tomorrow and testify. So the Be'er Agra is not happy with that din in the Ramah that you should have two people say together. So the Be'er Agra writes, Ayin Magen Avraham. Ayin means he disagreeing. It doesn't make sense. He doesn't like, there's no mocker. like I in Zayar. He says, you look in the Zayar, he doesn't agree with the din. So here also, when the Ramah says you shouldn't do pinyan aben adei achayim, and the Rivosh gave the whole hoichacha for the Gemara, so the Bir Agra writes, I in Shach. Shach disagrees. He doesn't agree. Shach disagrees. Rav Soloveitchik said, and Aruch HaShulchan writes, Aruch HaShulchan lived in Lithuania. He said, in Vilna, in Lithuania, that was the meaning, that if a child would be a yosim, the Bezin would do the pinyan aben with a bracha, the Yom Lamed Aleph. They weren't chayshish for this Ramah b'shem Harivosh. They followed the Shach and the Bir Agra, who both lived in Vilna. And that was the meaning on Ofetz. In other parts of Europe, the minig was like the Chasam Sofer, who's quoted by the Pischei Tshuva. That since it's a machlokes, the Ramah b'shem Harivosh says, Pinyan HaBen cannot be done by Acherim. And the Shach and the Vilna go and hold, you should do it right away. So the Chasam Sofer introduced, the Chasam Sofer lived in Hungary and in Galicia, they follow like that. That you do Pinyan HaBen twice. When the baby is Yom Lamed Aleph, you do Pinyan HaBen b'li bracha, and then you hang a tag on his neck. And when it becomes bar mitzvah, you're telling me you should repeat the pinyan aben again, believe broch. Each time believe broch, I mean, suffix, maybe you're not yotzeh the first time, maybe you're yotzeh the second time. So that's the issue of the pinyan aben. Yeah, are there any cases of a mitzvah, saseh shaz mangrama, that women are mechuyev to observe? Yeah, we have the Gemara says, mikra megillah, hadlokas neris chanukah, hesed ben abrikosis. Women are mechuyev because afin hoy biosaneh. So what does it mean? So Tosfos interprets Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Brachos Daf Chof. When we say there's a rule in the Mishnah, Kol Mitzvah says that Shas Van Grama, Noshim Pturis, does the rule only apply to Mitzvahs Deraisa? The rule is based on Psukim and Chumash. The Gemara is going to learn that from Psukim. So the rule should only apply to Mitzvahs Deraisa. Maybe I should say, Kol the Tikkun Rabbanon came Deraisa Tikkun, the Mitzvahs Derabbanon also, if it says Van Grama, women are put. So that's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So the Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Chof Amar Alf is a Mishnah, women are not mechuyev in Kriyashma, because Kriyashma is a Zman Groma, but women are mechuyev in Tfilo. So the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? One might have thought that Tfilo is a Zman Groma. Shachris has a Zman, Mincha has a Zman, and Marav has a Zman. You can't just do whatever you please. There's a specific Zman. But one might have thought that it's a Zman Groma, women should have been Potter. So Kamash will on the Mishnah that despite the fact that it's a Zman Groma, women are mechuyev because why? Because the purpose of Tfilah is Rachme, you need Bakoshes Tzorachim, you have to Ribbono Shel Olam to take care of all of your needs, and the women also need Bakoshes Tzorachim. So Rashi says that this Girsa in the Gemara, Ma'u Detema, that women should be Potter because Mitzvah says it's a Zman Groma, doesn't make any sense. Davening is on the Hochiyev to Daven is only Midirabban. So the klal, mitzvah Zman Groma, Noshim Turis only applies to mitzvahs deraisa, doesn't apply to mitzvahs derabbanan. Mitzvah derabbanan, each mitzvah depends, you have to judge individually. Were the chachamim mechayev the women in this mitzvah or not? So the girsa should just be, tefillah rachmin ninu, and the women need rachmin, that's why the chachamim are mistaken that women are mechayev in tefillah also. But it's not that it's an exception to the rule. The rule doesn't apply to mitzvahs derabbanan. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. And Tosfos proves that Zman Groma, women are potter, even the rule even applies to mitzvahs derabbanan. But Haraya, the Gemara says in Sukkah, that women are not mechuyev to recite Hallel on Yontif, on Sholosh Regalim. And Tosfos said, that's a dead giveaway. Everybody knows Hallel on Yontif is derabbanan. So why women not mechuyev? The Gemara says, if a man doesn't know how to say Hallel, and his wife is saying the Hallel for him, to be mitzi him, he has to say word for word after her. If a man is saying halal, I can be yotze with shemei kainim. But if a woman is saying halal on yontem, she's not mechuyev b'dover. Mishenim mechuyev b'dover. Any mitzi asachem derechei vasam. So then the husband has to say word for word after the wife. So Tosh says, why women potter from halal? Halal is only the rabbanon. So obviously the klal, the mitzvah says the shazman grama. Noshim turis even applies to mitzvah the rabbanon. What does Rashi do with that gemara? What does Rashi do? So the Brisker Rav has in his sefer on Sukkah, maybe Rashi holds like the halachas gedolos. The Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam has tainus why the Bahag included halal, reciting of halal in the minyan mitzvahs. The Rambam says everybody knows that halal is only the Rabban. So the Ramban has a whole essay. He says maybe the Bahag is of the opinion that halal yontav is the rice. So the Brisker Rav has in his little sefer on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah, maybe Rashi thinks like the Bahag, that Halal on Yom Tov is the Raisa, that's where the rule applies. So Tosis claims that the rule applies even to mitzvahs derabbanan, and that would have been the Havamina by Arba Kosis and Aseba and Mikra Megillah and Hadlakas and Eros Chanukah, even though it's all four are derabbanan, but it says Man Gromas, I would have thought the rule should have applied that women should be Pater. So Kamash Malan, the Gemara, Afan Abi Asanes, that's the reason why we're Mechayiv them. We mentioned the Chasam Sofer has in his Tshuvas on Chelek Arachayim. Somebody asked the Makasha, why aren't we Mechayiv women to wear tefillin? Because Afan Abi Asanes. The Pasuk says, you should wear tefillin, Lamantia Taras Hashem Eficha, Kibiyar Chazoka, Tziach Hashem in Mitzrayim. So it says in that Pasuk that wearing a tefillin, that it should be a Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. So Afan Abi Asanes, women experience the Tzias Mitzrayim also. So the Chasam Sofer first deals with the Tosfos. So he says there's one opinion in Tosfos that this far Afan Abi Asanes doesn't apply to mitzvahs derais, it only applies to mitzvahs derabanan. So if you say like that, so the kasha doesn't get off the ground. Tefillin is a mitzvah derais, so you can't apply Afan Abi Asanes. But the other day in Tosfos, in two different mesichtas, the other day in Tosfos says not so. Not that it only applies to mitzvahs derabanan. It can apply to mitzvahs derais as well, but the svar Afan Abi Asanes only plays a role on a level of the Rabbanan. So if you say like that, so then we should word the kasha like this. Why aren't women mechuyev to wear tefillin mid the Rabbanan? True tefillin is a mitzvah deraisa, and Afan Abi Asanes is not a klal on the level of deraisa, but let women be mechuyev to wear tefillin on a level of the Rabbanan. So the Chasam Sofer, after he explains what the kasha is, so then he says he thinks the teretz is the following, and then Rav Soloveitchik always used to, was fond of saying this from his father. He didn't know the Chasam Sofer. He didn't know anything about any Chasam Sofers. But his father said the same answer with sharper terminology. So he said, there are two different concepts. One is Zechel Anes, and one is Pistumei Nisan. So the only time you say women are Mechuyev because Afan Abi Asanes, if the nature of the mitzvah is Pistumei Nisan. But if it's Zechel Anes, it doesn't apply. So Mikra Megillah, and Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, that's clearly Pesumi Nisa. And even Arba Kosis and Haseb is also Pesumi Nisa. But wearing tefillin is Pesumi Nisa. When someone's wearing tefillin, the first thing that comes to mind is it's Yes Mitzrayim. If you'll rip the stitches and you'll open up the parshios, it mentions it's Yes Mitzrayim. So the maximum you can say is Mantia Teres Hashem Eficha Kibiyar Chodzocha Hatziach Hashem in Mitzrayim. That tefillin was given to a zechel tzias mitzvah. You can't say it's pesumei nisa. So then Rav Moshe Soloveitchik added on, and how do you determine whether any given mitzvah is a zechel nes or pesumei nisa? When you recite the bracha, shasen nisim l'avaseinu, that's a similar dover that it's a pesumei nisa. So on Mikra Megillah, on Ner Chanukah, we say shasen nisim l'avaseinu. And Hasei ben Arba Kosis, although we don't recite the bracha shasen nisim, but the Rishonim write in the Biurim on Haggadah that the bracha that we recite over the second cup of wine, Asher Geolonim Golos Avosenim in Mitzrayim, that's the equivalent of Shos HaNisim. So that's why we assume that these four mitzvahs are Pesumi Nisim.
If you say that tefillah for women is really, then there's only a din that they need rafa, then do they need to say that tefillah is the Lishmanah, and they say they're only tefillah?
The Magen Avraham is bothered with the question, how come the women don't daven? So he says that when they make up in the morning, they say, Mardani, so they're Yotze on the level of their Isa. The Rambam holds that Tefillah B'chol Yom is their Isa. So the Yotze, Tefillah their Isa, that's enough. And others are, Rav Soloveitchik said, B'shem Rav Chaim, that the Magen Avraham is not right. He said, Mardani Olfanecha is a Hoidoya. You have to say, Bakosh Sarachim, Rachman is Bakosh Sarachim. The essence of davening is Bakoshas Rachm. You have to start with Shevach and with Hoidoya. That format is the Raisa. And you have to say Bakoshas Rachm in the middle. Just say Mo'adan Lofanacha. Shechzatim in Ishmasim, Harabu Munasecha. That's only Hoidoya, Shevach, Rabba Munasecha, but it's not Bakoshas Rachm. So Rav Chaim thought that they're Mechuyev to daven three times a day, Shmona Esrei. Mishneh Berurah chops off Ma'irav. He says, Philos Arvis is Rishus. And even though Kvar Shavu Alai Chayva, he says the men were Shavu Alai Chayva. The women never accepted Ma'ariv. How do you say they never accepted Shachar and Mincha either? They didn't daven anything. So the Mishneh Berurah did away with Ma'ariv. Then he does away with Musaf. He quotes the Tzlach. Women are not Mechuyev to daven Musaf because Musaf is not Rachmi. Tosfos says Musaf is in the Shalma form. So saying you have Bakoshes Tzarachim and Musaf, the concluding paragraph of the Kenim HaSeinu. It said, "Bim Ruchasenu Kasherim in Mitzvasech V'Sech HaKenim V'Sarasecha." That's Bakoshes Terochim of Ruchnias, not of Gashmias. There is Bakoshes Terochim. Otherwise, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't be out to the Chiv Tefillah B'chol Yom. The Rambam says you have to daven at least once a day, every day. And davening, the Torah has to have Bakoshes Terochim, introduced B'Shevach, and ended off with Hoidoyah. So how do you have that on Shabbos? They left out all of Bakoshes Terochim. Rav Moshe says, no, the concluding paragraph in the middle bracha always has the Bakoshes Terochim. So true Musaf has also that Bakoshes Terochim, but that's not the role of Musaf. The Iker role of Musaf is in the Shalma form Soseinu. And women were not mechuyev to participate in the Machzah Shekel. When the Karbonis Tzibur were offered, they were offered on behalf of everybody, the men, the women, and children, everybody. But the women weren't mechuyev to do anything about it, that they should be heard to. The men were mechuyev. So just like the women, Bizman HaMikdash, were not obligated to donate Machzah Shekel, if they donate, we'll accept it, the Mishnah says. If a Nachri donates, we don't accept it. It's not, we accept donations from everybody. If you're not mechuyev b'dover, and if you already gave Machzah Shekel, you want to donate $1 million, they don't accept. No one can give more or less than anybody else. The Bez Magadol fixes, every year they determine how much everybody has to give. Machzah Shekel is the minimum, but it was never the minimum. There was always much more than Machzah Shekel. And every year they would have to figure out how much everybody should give. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that Tzlach Halacha Maaseh, the women are not mechuyev to daven Musaf, then he did away with Ma'ariv. And then the women did away with everything else. Also, the women did away with Shachris. Women are more concerned about Kriya Shema. Women say Kriya Shema, they don't say Shema Ne'esra. But Nahapachu, the Mishnah says the potter from Kriya Shema. It's a minik. The Beis Yosef quotes the Sefer Oil Moed, that the women, it's recommended the women should say at least Pasuk Rishon. They should say Kriya Shema, Pasuk Rishon at least. Mikra Kodesh, yeah, Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Rabban HaChumash. Rabban HaChumash says, Mikra Miloshin Kroi Ho'edah, that Tefillah B'Tzibur is their Raisa. Tefillah B'Tzibur Kriyas, Torah B'Tzibur is their Raisa on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's why they point out it's a little paradoxical. The Ramban holds that Tefillah B'Chol Yom is only the Rabbanon, but on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Tefillah B'Tzibur is their Raisa. In general, Tefillah is only the Rabbanon he holds. He doesn't agree with the Rambam. But on Shabbos Yom Tov, Tefillah B'Tzibur is their Raisa. Okay, not such a paradox. Not such a pella.
Why doesn't the woman who's married to the guy retain her kedushas with you? She's a lady too, besides being a koheness.
That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis has the Kasha and Bchairis. Every b'chof dal mekam is nikru kohanim levim. The kohanim are also from Shevet Levi. They're also levim. So true, you say Nivalola Pasala loses Kedusha's Kuna, but you say a Leviya Nivalola Goy does not lose Kedusha's Leviya. So why shouldn't the Bas Kohen, when the baby is born, true, she's not a Kohenis anymore, but she has Kedusha's Leviya. So Tosis says on that Gemara, you see from this Gemara that a Kohen is not a Levi. The Kohen does not have Kedusha's Leviya. And if the Kedusha's Kuna is knocked off because Nivalola Pasala, so she's not a Levi. So that's a Pella. What do you mean a Kohen is not a Levi? The Gemara says, "B'chof talib mekames nikru ka'anim levim, ka'anim alevim." So you probably have to say that there are two aspects. Svei dinim. Pashto says you have to say the two aspects. One is Shevet Levi, one is Kedushas Levi. So the Ka'anim are members of Shevet Levi, but they don't have Kedushas Levi. And on Pashto, that's the Machlekes HaTanaim, Rabbi Kiva against Rabbi Lozem and Azariah. Min HaTorah, we spoke about it. No, we just spoke about it the other day. When you give Maaser Rishon to the Levim, are you Yotzei min HaTorah if you give it to a Kohen? So that's Machlekes in Ksubis and Daf Chavav, I think. Machlekes of Rekivim and Rav Loza min Azariah. The Rambam Paskins min HaTorah, you're not Yotzei if you give to a Kohen. You have to give Davka to a Levi. Yeah, that's the Tosef we discuss on Chav Zayin Amin Aleph, Tosef Maschon Nosan LeYoshua. So there, where is it? Tosef doesn't tell you where it is in Ksubis. I think somebody told us it's Ksubis. No, it's in Ksubis around Chavav or so. So one Tana hold, that's how we paskin. You're only Yotzei Maaserishon if you give it to a Levi. You give it to a Kohen is no good. The other Tana disagrees. What's Machlekes? There are two Dinim in Levi. There's Shevet Levi and there's Kedushas Levi. So that's Machlekes. Which Levi do you give the Maaserishon to? Do you give it to a member of Shevet Levi? So Kohanim also belong to Shevet Levi. Or you give it to the Levi, the person who has Kedushas Levi, then Kohanim do not have Kedushas Levi. The Shevet Levi Badak Dushas Levi. The Meshech Chochma was a Kohen, Rabbi Meir Simcha Kohen. He was a Kohen. So he writes in his Sefer HaChumash, he doesn't believe that there's such a concept as Kedushas Levi at all. He says it's only Shevet Levi. No such thing as Kedushas Levi. He says, where did Tanaim and Megillah, where did they get the idea from that there's Tashmishi Kedusha and there's Tashmish the Tashmish? Let's say you have a pair of tefillin, so that's Gufi Kedusha. That's a Chepsa, that's Kedusha. Then you put it in a tefillin zekel, so the tefillin zekel is Tashmishi Kedusha. Then you put the tefillin zekel in a plastic cover to protect the cloth tefillin zekel, so the plastic cover, when it gets worn out and it gets full of holes, you throw it in the garbage. When the cloth tefillin zekel gets worn out, you have to put it in the shemus. Why? Because the cloth is tashmishi kedusha, and the plastic cover on top of the cloth that's twice removed, that's tashmish to tashmish. So where did the Tanaim get this secret from? Where did they figure this out? Where is Zain Chumash that tashmish to tashmish doesn't have kedusha? So he's a kohen. So he says, it says in the Chumash that you have karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. That's gufi kedusha. The kohanim are tashmishi kedusha because we have to be makar of the karbanis. The Levim have to be mishamishas. They have to help us out be makar of the karbanis. But the Levim, they don't have any kedushas there. They're nothing. He quotes, the din is a tome is permitted. A Levi tome is permitted to eat ma'aser rishon. He's permitted to eat the v'chal tamasa b'chomakam afilu b'beis hakvaras. There are no restrictions. A zar is permitted to eat. One tana holds not, so Rav Meir holds ma'aser rishon is also lazar. But we don't pass like Rav Meir. Ma'aser rishon is muta lazar. So he says the reason why ma'aser rishon is muta lazar, ma'aser rishon muta the tome, because no such thing as kedushas levi. So that's why the ma'aser rishon doesn't have kedusha. There's kedushas kahuna. So that's why truma gedola has kedushas truma. But there's no kedushas levi. There's only shevet levi. But that's problematic. Because from the Gemara it would appear that there are two things. There's Shevet Levi, there's Kedushas Levi. They don't always go together. Sometimes the person, let's say, have a Cholol. So Cholol doesn't have Kedushas Kuhuna, but doesn't have Kedushas Levi either. But he's still part of Shevet Levi.
So according to that, anybody would be able to sing in the Beis HaMikdash if there's no extra Kedusha for a Levi.
So no, but you have to be from Shevet Levi. He says, we know Levim have a special role, but it's not based on Kedushas Levi, based on Shevet Levi. Yeah, but you see from Taisus that it's not so. Nivelo l'posselo, posselo cancels Kedushas Kuhuna, but it doesn't cancel Kedushas Leviya. So the Kohenis, and then Taisus adds on, and the Kohenis never had Kedushas Levi in the first place. She was Shevet Levi, but she didn't have Kedushas Levi. Yeah, what if you have an Isra Seish as Mangroma? So we spoke about it. There's a Gemara in the end of the second Perek in Sukkah, where the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk, maybe it's an Asmachta, maybe it's a real Mokka, whatever, but the din is a din, that there's a concept of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. And even though it says Mangroma, women are Mechuyev and Tosefes Yom Kippurim the same as men. The Rambam denies Tosefes Shabbos Tosefes Yom Kippurim in general, he only holds them Tosefes Yom Kippurim. Other Rishonim disagree that from Tosefes Yom Kippurim, B'tisha L'Chodesh Be'erev, that's in Terei Sedrim. B'tisha L'Chodesh Be'erev, late in the afternoon on Erev Yom Kippur, you have to start fasting. That's the mockup for Tosefes Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara says, women are mechuyev in Tosefes Yom Kippurim. One might have thought that it's mangromam, and women should be potter. So Kamash Malon, despite the fact that it's mangromam, you learn out from the Pasuk that women are mechuyev. Why? So Rabbi Kadeger in Hilchas Birchas Amozen, on the big Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kadeger explains, because Tosefes Yom Kippurim is an Iser Aseh. It's an Iser Aseh. So an Iser Aseh is like a Lois Aseh. Even though it says Magrama, Noshma Mechuyiv. So that leads the Prima Godim was before Rabbi Kadeger, that this idea leads the Prima Godim to discuss the following case. Let's say A non-observant Jew has chametz in the house and he dies on Erev Pesach in the afternoon and he has not any daughters, so the daughters yarshin the chametz. So do the daughters have the din of Tashbisu or not? Tashbisu is a mitzvah saseh shaz mangrama, only applies on Erev Pesach. Bayira bali matzah loy saseh, that's on Pesach, there's no bayira on Erev Pesach. So does the daughter have to run? Let's say the father died and it's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Does she have to run the first split second? She yarshan the chametz and the father. She has to run and destroy the chametz right away. Well, she has all day long, as long as she'll destroy the chametz before nighttime, so she won't be in violation by your abaymatz. That you're not permitted to keep chametz in your possession at Pesach in the afternoon, that's an Isra asay from Tashbisu. Tashbisu is both a Kiyam asay and an Isra asay. It's a Kiyam asay to destroy the chametz on Erev Pesach, and it's an Isra asay not to keep chametz in your possession on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So that's a question. The mitzvah asay shazman groma to destroy the chametz on Erev Pesach, the women are probably potter from that. That's taka mitzvah asay shazman groma. But the shal is, what about the Isra asay? Not the kim chametz in your possession on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the Rabbi Kivegin, the Chidushim, and Aruch Haim thinks that the Prima Godim talks about this. So according to this, Rabbi Kivega, Prima Godim, the Isra Asay of Tashbisu is treated like a Lois Esa Shazman Grama. So any Lois Esa Shazman Grama, that's called Hishma HaKosha V'Yishu Liyish L'chol Onshin Shabbatur. Onshin means Lois Esa. Lois Esa even Zman Grama, women are Mechuyiv. So the Isra Asay of Tashbisu, the Pashtas, women are Mechuyiv in that also. How much is the shear?
Yeah, because on Zach's beta, Tosha
says that the rights of these not the same as shear. Right, Tosha doesn't know what the shear is. They say from the Gemara, it appears there is a shear, but they don't know what the shear is. So the Achronim quote on that daf in Beitza daf Lamed, there's a Tosha's Rabbein of Peretz that's now available in print. So they go to Rabbein of Peretz, says a half an hour. Where did you get a half an hour from? It's Samach Liyom Kippur. You have the Mishnah in the last parak in Arvei Pesachim, last parak in Pesachim. So it says Samach Lemincha. Sometimes it's a din Samach Lemincha. You're not allowed to take a haircut. Samach Lesfir Zayma. Half an hour before this man of Sfir Zayma, you shouldn't start a meal. So that's a concept. Half an hour is called Samach. The concept exists on the level of the Raisa. So that's what the Rabbeinu Peretz says, that Tosef is Shabbos Lefaneho should be a half an hour. Lachreho is a different question, but Lefaneho. Rabbeinu Peretz and the Achrayim quote it, and they recommend to be Mekabel Shabbos half an hour before. Mekabel Shabbos half an hour before, then you can't daven Mincha. Ashkenazim, Ahmad, the Sfardim say you can't daven Tfilas Chol b'Shabbos if the Tzibu was Mekabel Shabbos, but if the Yochid was Mekabel Shabbos, then a private person was Mekabel Shabbos, he's still allowed to daven Mincha. But the Ashkenazim assume not so. The woman benched Licht, she was Mekabel Shabbos, and she realized she forgot to daven Mincha. So Rabbi Kivega quotes the Pima Godim, she can't daven Mincha anymore because you're not allowed Ashkenazim. You're not allowed to daven Tefillah Schol after you're Mekabel Tosef Shabbos. So Rabbi Kivega just quotes Pima Godim's Masubik. What should she do? Should she daven Atta Kidashta for Mincha? Should she daven now Atta Nusach of Friday night's Nusach? She should daven Betoris Mincha? Or no, she should wait till Leil Shabbos, daven Ma'ariv Atta Kidashta, step back 3 steps, and then say a second Shemana Esrei Tashlumin for the Mincha that she missed. So that's the Sufik.
Which should be Atikidashta. What? Still say Atikidashta twice, right?
Yeah. But should she say Atikidashta now as Mincha, then wait later and say Atikidashta for Myra? Or no, she can't daven Mincha, period. Atikidashta is the wrong Shemana Esrei. She has to wait till Myra, daven Atikidashta, then step back, and then say the same Atikidashta Nusach for Tashlumin for Mincha, right?
When he's talking about Tarta Sasre, we said at the beginning of this year that the minig is that you say Sfiras Omer, then Kiddush at Matzah Shabbos in the Shul. So isn't that Tarta Sasre because you're saying that it is Shabbos, but you're saying it's the next day?
No, we don't officially bid farewell to the Shabbos till as late as possible. So we postpone the Abdullah till later. So I never mentioned what Rabbi Kivega says. So Rabbi Kivega says over there, bottom line, we paskin women are mechuyev in Abdullah. We assume Abdullah is their Isa. Bottom line, we paskin Sfiras Omer is their Rabbanan. So Rabbi Kivega assumes that Dabba Poshud, like the Tzlach assumes on Brachas also. If you have to do two mitzvahs now, one is their Isa, one is their Rabbanan, so you should do the their Isa first. There's a klal, Mekudosh Vein and Mekudosh Kodim. If one mitzvah is more important than the other, how can you determine which mitzvah is more important than the other? So he said, this is a dead giveaway. One is their Isa, one is their Rabbanan. So you should do the their Isa first, and then do the Rabbanan later. This always used to be an issue when Baltimore Yeshiva in Israel, they would be Mekabel Shabbos early in the middle of the Sfirot period, and then they would start, they would say Kiddush and start the meal when the sun is still shining. Then in the middle of the meal, when it would be Tzei Sechom, they make an announcement. Everybody should get up and say Sfir Saima and then say Kriyashma. So that's what the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Ruderman, introduced centuries ago. And the Talmidim, every year they would have a Taina, Sfir Saima is the Rabbanon and Kriyashma is the Raisa. So shouldn't they do the reverse? Shouldn't they say Kriyashma first and then say the Sfir Saima? So the practice was the practice, and the minig was that they always bellyache. They always have the Taina, so it should have been the reverse. Yeah, so what else? Yeah, the Gemara has a discussion. We're talking about the women, Amuchuyev, is my grandma, whatever. What about blind people? Are they Amuchuyev to observe mitzvahs? So the Mishnah in Perek HaChoyvel says, HaChoyvel b'chaveru is chai b'chamisha dvar. Yipay nezik tzari p'shevis and boishas. So Rav Yehuda says, Suma potam and aboishas. Based on the pasuk, Suma potam and aboishas. And the Chachamim don't agree. Sumas chai b'boshes. Then, so one version is he just said sumas patam and aboshes. Then there's a brisa in the Gemara. That's all it says in the Mishnah. Then there's a brisa that says not only does he hold sumas patam and aboshes, he's patam from all onshin. He's patam from malchus, from misa, from golus. What else? That's it. Malchus, misa, golus. You don't give any onshin to a suma. It could be according to that version that suma is not patam from nezik tzaripoi. Shevis. Only Boshes is potter. Boshes is an onish. The others are regular chiyuv. So the Mishnah only says Rabbi Yehuda holds sumas potter and aboshes. The Brisa quotes another version of Rabbi Yehuda, v'chein ha'ipotro, we call onshin shabbator. Then there's a third, another Brisa, a third version of what Rabbi Yehuda said. Not only potter from Boshes and all the other onshin, v'chein ha'i Rabbi Yehuda potro, we call mitzvos amuras bator. The sumas potter, we call our mitzvos. That's a diyun in the Nari Biyuda. When Yisuma is potter, we call our mitzvahs. He's potter from Lois Esa. Also, he can eat chaza. He can eat Michal Shabbos. It just means he's potter from mitzvahs and say. So that's a debate. Then the first question, he's probably not potter from the Shevet mitzvahs, but he's not. He's allowed to kill. He's allowed to steal. The Pashto says the Shevet mitzvah, he is mechuyevin. But the Nari Biyuda has the pilpul. Mistama, even according to the third version of Rabbi Yehuda, that second brisa, that is potter mikol ha-mitzvahs, he probably should distinguish between essay and loises. So here, there's a discussion in the Rishonim. If a woman wants to volunteer, the Gemara has a discussion. If a woman is going to volunteer to perform a mitzvah, says the Shazman Grama, does she get, who gets more reward? The man who does it, mitzvah v'yoseh, or the woman, Mishayna Mitzuvah, and Machlaikis. And the Maskana is, Gorla Mitzuvah Yasa, Mishayna Mitzuvah Yasa. Man is Mukhif to do the mitzvah, gets more reward than the woman. Fine. So Taisis gives a whole psychological explanation, because the one is Mitzuvah, has a Yetzahar always not to do it, pushing him. I'm going to show you who's boss, I'm not going to listen to the Rebbe Shlom. One is not Mukhif, one is not Mitzuvah, doesn't have the Yetzahar. So since it's, and Schar is given, Lefum Tzaira Agri, you get Schar, you get reward for performing mitzvahs, depending on how much Mesiris Nefesh it took. How difficult was it for you to do the mitzvah? So the one is Mitzvah V'yaisa, for him it's more difficult because he has the Yetzirah pushing him not to do the mitzvah. So that's a question. You see from the Gemara that Misha'ena Mitzvah V'yaisa gets reward, so there is a Kiyama Mitzvah. So the Ran says on the Rif, Mikan Ha'im Medaktek Rabbeinatam. You see from the Gemara, either get more reward or less reward, but you do get reward. So that's what led the Rabbeinu Tam to believe that a woman who volunteers to shake a lulav is permitted to say broch. And the other Rishonim disagree. Fine, she gets a kima mitzvah, and she gets schar, she gets less schar, but she can't say broch. So Tosis asks on the Gemara. It says, Rabbi Yosef was a sagi nohar. Originally he thought, Godel Misha'ena mitzvah, he get more reward. So he said, whoever will prove to me that the din is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Asuma is part of Mikolam Mitzvahs, and I'm doing the mitzvahs, I'm volunteering to do the mitzvahs, I'm going to get more reward. So I'm going to make a Yom HaTov with the Rabban, I'll throw a big party, because I'm getting more reward than everybody else. And then he backed out when he heard Reb Chanina's comment, that is the reverse, Gorlam Mitzvah and Sheinim Mitzvah. Then he said, whoever will prove to me that the din is the look of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Asuma is Chayvim Mitzvahs, so I'll make a party because God will have mitzvah b'yosef. Fine. God will have mitzvah b'yosef. So Tosis asks, Rabbi Yosef was the Sagi Nohar. He was happy that he's potter mikol ha-mitzvahs and he's volunteering, so he's going to get more reward. But if you're potter, you can't say the bracha. the Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvot HaTzivanu. That's a disaster. Haiman Deboyle Mev Chassidi L'Kayim Mili Debrochas. The Gemara in Bava Kamma has three suggestions. One Amora says L'Kayim Mili De'Ovis, one says L'Kayim Mili Debrochas, one says L'Kayim Mili De'Nezikin. That's where the Vilna Gaon has the comment on that Gemara, that people make a mistake, they think that there are three categories and two categories of mitzvahs, Ben Olam HaMokam and Ben Olam HaChaver. It's really not two. There are three categories. Ben Olam HaMokam and Ben Olam HaChaver, Ben Olam Liatzma. So he says, Milid the Nezikin is Ben Olam HaChaver, Milid the Brach is Ben Olam HaMokam, Milid the Ovis is Ben Olam Liatzma. A person has an obligation to preserve his Tzelem HaKim. It's not Ben Olam HaChaver, Midas says, Chiyo Ben Olam Liatzma. So that's what Tosfos and the Rishonim are wondering. What was Rabbi Yosef so happy about, that he's potter mikol ha-mitzvah, since he's going to get more reward because he's an enem b'tzuv v'yosef, until he realized that cheshbon is wrong? But if he's enem b'tzuv, he's going to lose the schar of all the brachas. He won't be able to say any brachas. So from the Gemara would appear that the Summa is allowed to say brachas. That's not a problem. So if the Summa can say brachas even though he's not mechuyev, so the women can also say brachas. Unless you'll distinguish between the two and you say the Summa is potter min ha-Torah but min derabbanan der mechayev him. So he shouldn't look like a guy. But the Isha doesn't look like a guy. She does a lot of mitzvahs. So the women are potter from Zman Grama, even on the level of the Rabbanu, they're also potter from Zman Grama. But by Summa, maybe Hasvar Nasenes, maybe the reason why I can say a brach is because even on Minat Torah, the third version of Rabbi Yudah was that the Summa is potter mikol ha-mitzvahs, but on the level of the Rabbanu, you have to say they're mechayiv him, sheloi rakin nochri. So that's what the Nadi Behuda says, why is it Shalai Kiroi Kenochri? If he's not allowed to eat chazer, he's not allowed to violate the law, he says not going to be Yeroi Kenochri. So Ken should tell from Taisus that if Yal Tzumas Pot Mikol HaMitzvahs, he's even allowed to violate the Lavin. Then he says, no. From abstaining from Lavin, he's still near a Kenochri. The Goyim don't all eat chazer, they don't all do Melach and Shabbos. If he's not mechuyev to do any mitzvah, he's near a Kenochri. Nadi Biyuda says you can't really prove in the Tosfos one way or the other. But that's the discussion that the Rishonim have over here. Can you tell anything from the fact that Rabbi Yosef wanted to have a party if the din is at the Summa's Potem Mikol HaMitzvahs? It's time for a party? Well, he's going to lose all the brachas. It seems that he did say brachas. And the Pashta says that whenever Mechayiv him, even with the Rabbanon. So you see, he can volunteer to say the brachas. Most of the Rishonim pass consume as chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvah. It's only Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriyas Shema quotes that there's a minority opinion, minority should be minority opinion, and the Rishonim that assume as potter mikol ha-mitzvah. That's the shayla. Let's say the grandfather, great grandfather, is going to say Kiddush. Is he moitzi everybody with Kiddush? He's already a saginor. Could he be moitzi everybody? So Mika then we pass on assume as chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvah. You want to be choshesh? No. But you're going to hurt his feelings.
But the
Seder. The Seder is a bigger problem, because the Seder, the Gemara says, even though we hold Summa as chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs, but Summa is part of Meiloi Mahagodah. Because it says, Babu Zeh, and Zeh only applies if you can point to it and see it. Yeah. So Summa is part of Meiloi Mahagodah. So Kiddush on Pesach night could be that part of Sipitzias Mitzrayim. So it could be that the Summa should be part of there. What's he throwing a party over here? It's interesting. He's throwing a party. If God Allah Mitzvah Yes, Mishen Mitzvah is going to throw a party. So many Achrayim say that this is the Yom Shel Shlomo says this is the mocker for the institution of Sudas Bar Mitzvah. The child is keeping mitzvahs. If the parents send him to a yeshiva, to a day school, he's been keeping mitzvahs for a long time. So what changes after he reaches the age of 13? He can get an aliyah now. Mikra Adin could have gotten aliyah when he was a cotton also. No. What changes is that now he's mechuyev. Mitzvah v'yoyse. So the Gemara, just like Rav Yosef says, I'll throw a party if I'll realize that I'm mitzvah v'yoyse. So that's the meaning when the child becomes bar mitzvah. So you throw a party because now he's mitzvah v'yoyse. Other Racharayim, Rav Shlomo Levilna, has an essay in Binyan Shlomo. He thinks that that's not what it's all about. He thinks that the Chamishah Sabaov is a very jolly holiday. The Mishnah says in the end of Tainus Eloya, Lohoyu Elohim Yisrael Yamim Tovim Ki Yom Kippurim Chamishas Bav, the two jolliest days in the year, Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur Shebehem Beros Yisrael Yotzes Machol. They used to dance. The girls would dance in the vineyards, and the boys would make shiduchim, and they would make a lot of shiduchim there. So the Gemara says Bishleimi Yom Kippur, we know it's the Yom Shinitim Baruch Hashnius and Yom Achilas Slicha Bekapar. So we know what we're celebrating. What are you celebrating on Chamishos Bav? What is the Yontif all about? So the Gemara has around six different suggestions what it's all about. So one suggestion was that they used to chop wood for the Atzei HaMarocha in the summertime. The wood has to, you're not allowed to use wormy wood, just like a korban that's a bamum is pasul on Mizbeach. So if the wood has worms in it, it's like a psul bamum. You're not allowed to use it for logs on the Atzei HaMarocha on the Mizbeach. So in the middle of the summer, when the sun is beating down with a strong hot temperature, somehow this is going to cause the worms to go out of the logs. So they used to chop wood until Chamishos Bav. Chamishos Bav is called Yom Tav HaMagel, when you no longer use the hatchet to chop down the trees. We finish the mitzvah of if a mitzvah takes a long time, takes a couple of months, and you're chopping down wood for Atzei HaMarocha, and you finish it, then you throw a party. The cover the Gemara of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. When you like tefillin, it was 1, 2, 3. It didn't take you such a long time. This is a mitzvah that took months and months, and when you finish, you make a party. So that's what Rav Shlomo Levilner suggests. The father was raising the child. There was a mitzvah of chinuch, midrabanan. Father finally completed his mitzvah of chinuch after 13 years. So the father throws a party, not because the kid is mitzvah, yes, because the father finished his mitzvah that took him a long time. So that's the question. Is that true? The mitzvah of chinuch ends when the child reaches bar mitzvah? Maybe the chiyuv chinuch is enhanced now that the kid is more mature, so the father has to teach him more Torah and he has to show him more insights how to keep the mitzvah with mohidurim. Who says that the mitzvah of chinuch abonim ends? That's questionable. Yeah. Then the Gemara has a discussion. Which should a person get married at a young age and then try to figure out how he's going to learn later, or should you postpone getting married until after you finish learning? So the Gemara says it's a machlekes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel lived in Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara said that's the answer. Hold on, v'halahu. Which direction? So the Pasha Peshat to Shmuel lived in the Bavel. He's saying for the Bnei Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. He's saying for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. That's what Tosfos says. That's not necessarily so. Sometimes you have the Gemara Farkeh. That Shmuel had students from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan had students. So maybe in the other country. Everybody likes to be good. Let them come there. So the people who live in Bavel ran away to Eretz Yisrael. People lived in Eretz Yisrael used to run away to Bavel to learn in Yeshiva. So we're not sure who said which way. What is the vort of the Holon Valahu? Why should it depend whether you live in Eretz Yisrael or you live in Bavel? So Rashi and Tosfos say basically the same thing. If the guy's going to get married and he's going to have to support his wife, so he won't be able to learn. He has to get a job to support the wife. So if you live in a community where the parents are supporting you and there's no problem of parnasa, so then get married early and don't worry about the parnasa. But if you live in a community where you're going to have to make a living, you're going to have to pay the bills, then first learn and postpone getting married till late. So Rashi and Tosfos just argue, where were the conditions such that they would be able to learn there was no dargas parnasa? Was that in Eretz Yisrael? Was that in both? Then we said there's another suggestion that the Shagasariya points out in the Tshuvas that the holon v'holohu, there's a machlok is the Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether Esei Shekodem Matan Torah is more important than an Esei Shelacha Matan Torah, or the reverse. Because Pirei V'Rivya was given Kodem Matan Torah, was given to Adam Rishon, was given to Noach after the Mabul. Then the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the Sugya B'nei Noach, around Daf Nun Ches or so, so the Gemara says there that at the time of Matan Torah, the nature of the mitzvah was changed. From now on, it only applies to B'nei Yisrael. The Noachim are no longer mitzvah to observe Pirei V'Rivya. Kodem Matan Torah, all the mankind was mechuyev. After Matan Torah, only the Jews, because the Pashto says the whole nature of the mitzvah changed. Kodem Matan Torah, the nature of the mitzvah was milus ha'aretz v'chivshua, populate the world and control the world. After Matan Torah, the Baruch Shalom decided there are enough people in the world. He doesn't have to populate the world. We don't need more population. So the nature of the mitzvah Pirei V'Rivya changed that from now on. After Matan Torah, the nature of the mitzvah is the Jewish people only have an obligation to have children in order to transmit the Masorah of Torah to the next generation. But by the Nochrim, there's no longer a mitzvah period, really. Yeah. So the Shah is like this. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah only began after Matan Torah. The mitzvah period existed Kodem Matan Torah, true after Matan Torah. The nature of the mitzvah changed, but basically the mitzvah was given Kodem Matan Torah. So that's a shaila, which is more important, a mitzvah shekoyde matan Torah, a mitzvah shalacha matan Torah. So one source is the Tap Tosfos on Lamaches Amud Aleph. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the same as the Bavli here, begins the same as the Bavli. Pasuk says in Yeshua, Vayochlo mi'abu ha'aretz mi'mochres ha'pesach. They only ate the Chodosh after they brought the Minchas Ha'ima on the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach. They didn't eat any Chodosh till after they were Makar of the Yom. So Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, that's the Bavli says that. So Yerushalmi says the same. Vayochlo mi'abu ha'aretz mi'mochres ha'pesach. So the question is, why couldn't they eat matzah from Chodosh? Why not apply the rule Eseh Decha Lo Sese? If the only matzah you have is from Chodosh, so even though there's a lav not to eat Chodosh, but over here I should say Eseh Decha Lo Sese. So there are different answers I suggest. So one of the answers that Tosfos quotes from Yerushalmi is that the mitzvah of matzah existed Kodem Matan Torah. The lav of Chodosh only came into existence after Matan Torah. So an essay Kodem Adiba Decha Lo Sese Delach Adiba. The essay of matzah is weaker. Mitzvahs that were given Kodem Matan Torah are weaker than mitzvahs that were given after Matan Torah. So matzah is the essay Kodem Matan Torah. So that doesn't have the power to be doicha delois essay of eating chodesh. That's what the Yerushalmi said. That's what Tosfos says. And the Bavli in the first parak in Yevamos talks about ein essay doicha delois sheish b'koreis. So the Gemara says, but don't you see that bris mila is dechon Shabbos? Mila bisman is dechon Shabbos. Does not show that the essay is even dechon l'ses in sheish b'koris. The Gemara says, well, bris mila is such an important mitzvah. It was given kodem matan Torah. The mitzvah is a kodem matan Torah, a more chomer than the mitzvah slachem matan Torah. And here, the Yerushalmi seems to contradict. The Yerushalmi says that the pirav rivya is an essay kodem matan Torah. So that cannot pirav rivya, matzah. Matzahs and Esek Kodem Matan Torah cannot be Decha Delo Sesev Chodesh Des Lach Matan Torah. So Yerushalmi says Esek Kodem Matan Torah is weaker. The Bavli in the Sugya of Esek Decha Lo Sese assumes that the essay of Kodem Matan Torah is stronger. That's why Mila is strong. And that's what some want to suggest. Holon v'holuhu depends on the Machleka is the Bavli and Yerushalmi. That depends on the situation. Will they be able to make a living or not? Rashi and Tosfos say Holon v'holuhu. Depends on the circumstances. Will he be able to make a living or not? Will he have a dank and sapranos? And others want to say, Holon v'alu, lil matar v'leisa isha is a conflict. Which should you do? So that depends. If you all like the Yerushalmi, the Esa Shekhar Matar is weaker, so it's more important to learn Torah. So first learn Torah. But if you all like the Bavli, that the Esa Shekhar Matar is mochomer, then the essay Pirav Rivya should be taken care of first. And forget about the learning. So that's an ongoing debate. What should a person do? In Europe, in the Miri Yeshiva, they got married very late. That wasn't with a Shita. The girls didn't want to marry Yeshiva guys. I thought they had a Hashkafa. They want to sit and learn till the age of 40. The girls weren't interested in marriage, so it took them forever till they found a normal Shidduch. Some of them didn't find a normal Shidduch. Yeah, we discussed the issue of Kibbut Aviyim. The Minchas Chinuch raised the question whether the mitzvah of Kibbut Aviyim is a mitzvah, but al machaber, but al lamakam, lamayin afkemina. So he says in afkemina, if a person violated the mitzvah, should be an odam lachavero, and he wants to do tshuva, he has to ask mechila from the person. After he gets mechila from the individual whom he ba'avod, then he can begin to ask the Ribbono Shel'Olam to forgive him. But if I stole from you, I beat you up, I burnt your property, I made you a hefsed mammon, I can't begin to do tshuva until I'm mefayis you. You have to be mefayis l'schaver. So he discusses the shaila. A person didn't go out of his way to fulfill kibbut aviyim. He wasn't mevaza the parents, but he just treated them like anybody else. He got married, he moved away. He has no shaychas with his parents. So he's not in fulfillment of kibbut aviyim. So is that only a mitzvah bin adam l'amokam? So if you ever decide to do tshuva, I'll ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for forgiveness. What do you say? No, it's a mitzvah shebid adam l'chaver. You owe a debt of gratitude to your parents for bringing you into the world, for raising you, sending you to school, and so on. So it's a debt of gratitude. So if you ba'aval them, bid adam l'chaver, you have to ask mechil. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch is mesupik about. And brings the right that some of the Mefarshim HaChumash say that the Aseres HaDibros were written five on one luach, five on the other luach, different versions in the Medrash. One version in the Medrash that the both luchas were amal, 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 each one was a cube, and all aseres adibos were written on all eight sides, the four sides of this luach and the four sides of the other luach. And when we have a parochus in shul, it's usually 1 to 5 and 6 to 10. So we usually assume that 5 were written on one luach and 5 were written on the other luach. It's not really the same number of letters. Lo sirtzoch, lo sinof, there hardly anything there. And the first luach, there's so many more words. So the Mabit has a comment on that in his sefer, Beis Alekin, a sefer on Hashkofa and Amunah, Ikorihu Amunah. So he says, the first luach is about the ben adam lamakim, so that's in written in smaller letters. The second luach, lo sirtzoch, lo sinof, you don't have so many words there, so the writing is much bigger in bigger letters. So the Baruch Shalom wanted to shock them. Look, in big letters, like Kiddush Levan, look, the Dina Bedan Lachavero. Those are in bigger letters than the others. So that's a question. Some of the Mefarshim HaChumash say that the five on the first luach are Bedan Lachavero, five on the second luach are Bedan Lachavero. So that's working on the assumption to keep it out of the aim is Bedan Lachavero. It's not Bedan Lachavero. So that's questionable. So the Menchas Chinuch raises the Shaila. The Maram Shik raises the same Shaila with a different Nafkamina Ladin. His Nafkamina is, father got angry at the son on one occasion, and he said, "Am Meichel de Kibrab Meyata Bar Oilam. Go, leave, get away from my sight. I don't want to hear from you. You don't have to do any Kibrab. Don't do me anything. I don't need any Kibrab yet." So the father said that when he's 55 years old. Now the father's 95 years old, so he needs a little help crossing the street, and needs help. So he calls up the son, and he says, "I need a little help, Kibrav Yem." So the son says, "You are Meichel." So what's the din? So if I owe somebody money and he says he's Meichel, he's Meichel goodbye. So there's no chiyuv. So he can't change his mind later and say, I want the money back. Once you're Meichel, you're Meichel. So the Mamshik raises the question, is the chiyuv Kibrav Yem a Shibud Benod Machaber? So the father is a balabos to be Meichel on it. Or maybe I should say, no, the chiyuv Kibrav Yem is really Benod Lamakam. And like the Menchas Chinuch explains, by showing kovet to the parents indirectly, this is considered as if he showed kovet to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's how the Gemara says. If the children show kovet to the parents, I'll consider it as if I had been there, ben ahem, and they gave me kovet. And if the children will not give a kovet to the parents, I'll consider it as if I had been there, and they were mevaza me. So that's what the Menchas Chinuch says. Maybe the whole mitzvah of Kibbut Aviyem is really ben adam lamakom. Maybe it's not ben adam lachaver. So that's the Shaila. The Gemara said, if Erish keep it up, the father can be Meichel on his covet. So that's not show that it's been on Machabeiro, and the father is a balabas to be Meichel. So that's what the Menchach, that's what the Maramshik and the Tshuva says, not necessarily so. We have an expression that Tosis uses. Tosis almost writes like that. Ritzono shel adam zehu kvodo. Whatever the person wants, that's considered, that's how the parents are kaveya, what's keep it up. So if the father says, "I'm Meichel, don't do it," so that's by definition, it's not called Kibbutz. Kibbutz is only whatever the parents would be interested in that service that the children will render them. So that's the Shaila. If the parents are not really the Balabatim to be Meichel on the Kibbutz, it's really Benodim Lamakim. So the parents are not the Balabatim, but they can be Meichel. The Gemara says Kibbutz, they can be Meichel. Why? Because Ritzono shel adam zehu kvodo. They're the ones who are Koveya, how to fulfill the Kibbutz. So that's for 50 years. Father said, was angry at the son. He says he doesn't want any services from the son. But now, after 50 years, he said, now I need some help. So he never was the balabas in the first place to be Meichel. Just that he sets up, he determines what's Kibbutz. So now 50 years later, he changes his mind. He says, now Kibbutz is to help me out. So that's what the Maramshik discussion. So he's poisha to Shaila from the interesting Pshitas. He's poisha because the din in the Brice says, there is a din of kibbutz even after the father dies. What do you have to do? So the Gemara says you have to say Hareni Kaporas Mishkobe. Fine. So the Maram Shik assumes an interesting assumption that no shibudim to a mace. If kibbutz is ben adam lachaver, it means that there is shibudim to the person. This only calls man the parents are alive. After the parent dies, you can't have shibudim to a mace. So the fact that mechabda lachamosa kibrav even continues after the parent dies, that's a hachocha brura, that it, at least there's an element of ben adam lamakam also. Could be that it's only ben adam lamakam, could be it's both ben adam lamakam and ben adam lachaver. But the fact that it still exists, even the Hamisa, that shows that that there is an element of Bein Adam LaMokayim in Kibbut Av, because if it was only about Al Mahamer, there's no Shibudim to a mace.
What about the side of the Kovid,
yeah, Kovid Ameis, but apparently it's not Kovid's Kovid Abrius. Kovid Abrius in general, Kovid Ameis, yeah, but you can't have Shibudim to the Ameis. It's an interesting assumption that the Maramshik is making. He just mentioned that it's a question, the first on Mishnais raises a question, maybe the Dinah Mechabda Lachamos is only with the Rabbanon. Maybe Menatari Kibbut Av is only one who's alive, because it's Taka Shibud Bin Al Maravir. Once he dies, they can't have Shibudim to Amaze. Maybe it's only with the Rabbanon. But the Maramshik didn't seem to assume like that. That's in general a question. Whenever the Gemara has a din, so Rav Soloveitchik always assumed that every din in the Gemara is a din that rises, unless you have a Hoichoche, unless it's a pretty clear from the Gemara, that's only then the Rabbanon. And others don't start off with that premise. The Mishnah Berurah always quotes the Prima Godim in the first Chelek Shulchan Aruch, second, first two Chalok from Shulchan Aruch. Goes like Prima Godim, and everything Mar has a din, they don't have a pasuk. Prima Godim knocks everything down, that it's all the Rabbanim. Rav Soloveitchik didn't have that attitude. He assumed everything in the Gemara was their Isa, unless you have a Chocha, that it's only the Rabbanim. We mentioned Rav Yosef Engel has a Harif as Dika Kamen. It says, Rashi and Chumash writes, they're not sure exactly where the Mokar in the Drashim is, Rashi writes that Kibbut Av was given in Mora. Where does it say that in the Pasuk? It says, Sham Sam Lachokam Mishpat, Sham Nisov. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Memora Nitz Tavo Aladinim. That's Mishpat, Chokam Mishpat. So some say that Poraduma was given in Mora. So you say Chok, so Chuksatara. So we understand Poraduma, you can understand Dinim were given, Mishpat. Where do you get a Mashmoz that there's Kibbut Av? Rabbi Yosef Engel has, his mother passed away, so he published a kuntris, memory of his mother, that's called Sheb de Nechemta, seven essays that he should have in Nechoma. So in one of the essays he writes about the nature of Kibbut Av. So he says, there's a Gemara in Erevin, the end of the first parak, that for 2.5 years there was a raging dispute between the Bisham and the Basilo, whether Nech Lolodom Shalainivra and Nech Lolodom Shalainivra. Is it better for man that he was brought into the world? Better that he should not have been brought into the world. So Gemara said they finally came to the conclusion after 2.5 years, Nach Laladam Shaloi Nivra, would have been better he should not be born. Rachsha Shinivra, Yifash Vej Ben Maisim. So Taisin says in Ad Gemara, by Medvar Mamurim, that is Nach Laladam Shaloi Nivra, if he's an Adam Beinani. But if he's an unusual tzaddik, Ashrei Lav, Ashrei Ledoro, that's wonderful. So that's Nach Lo Shinivra. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, whether the Kibbut Av is a Beral Machaber, Beral Machaber, depends who the son is. If the son is nobody special, so he should sue his parents. That's Nach Lolo Shaloi Nivra. He doesn't owe a debt of gratitude to the parents. They put him into this predicament of Olam Hazeh with mitzvahs as a problem. But if the son is a tzaddik, Asher Elov, Asher Ledor, then he owes a debt of gratitude to the parents. So he suggests that maybe that's where you see the Kibbut Av was given in Mora, because it says, Sham Sam Lachok U'Mishpah. A mitzvah was given, which is sometimes a chok ben al machavera, and sometimes a mishpat a din imamin is ben al machavera, depending on the son. If the son is a tzaddik, then it's a mishpat, then it's ben al machavera. You owe a debt of gratitude to the parents. If the son is nothing special, then he doesn't owe a debt of gratitude. Then it's only ben al mamok. Acharifas. So okay. So what do we make up tomorrow? The gebchina is going to be what time? Mishatoy v'matzlachas. 10:00 in this classroom, and then. When are we going to have a shiur on Parsha? 11:00, an hour. Whatever. Okay, sometime at 11 or so. Good. Parsha Zemor. This week is Parsha Zemor. Okay.
I was the sheet in the mirror thing. That
marriage. The what?
The mirror is speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that was Peshitta.
No. They say it was not Peshitta.
No. How things have changed.
Yes.
Today, who's not learning? You can't get a girl.
Yes.
I mean, I had a pigeon up at the Bible.
Oh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Is
it going to work? I don't know. But my parents are trying to get a girl. Yeah. Are we making any questions this time?
No.
Okay, what's
we'll talk about it.